This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 32, verse 9. It says there, "Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you." End of quote. Sophocles, who was born in 490 BC, said this, "Stubbornness and stupidity are twins." End of quote. We do not know which comes first or which precedes which. However, it is true both look like twins, both stubbornness and stupidity. A farm owner has different types of animals on his farm. Sure, mules and horse that has no understanding would not respond to the loving call of the owner to come home in the evening hours. In those times, the owner goes after the mule and places a bit and bridle over it and force it to come to his barns. Bible says, do not be like a mule and horse that has no understanding. In other words, do not be stubborn and foolish. God says this in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verses 2 to 3. He said, "I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand." End of quote. In contrast to mules and horses, there has no understanding. The understanding ox knows its master, and the understanding donkey its owner's manger. However, God says people who are stubborn and stupid would not even have the understanding of an animal regarding the one who truly feeds and provides them every day. Beloved, it is the loving God who gives health and strength to earn your living. Don't say you are a self-made man and all you have is made by your own smartness and ability. It is the God who gave you life, who knit you together in your mother's womb. It is God who helped you to grow. How many children died and how many become unhealthy? It is the Lord who gave you the strength and wisdom to achieve what you have today. Think about the people who did not have the strength and health to get what you have today. You came to this world empty-handed, and one day you will leave from this world empty-handed with nothing in your hand. God is the one who gives you all in between these two empty-hand experiences from cradle to grave. Be thankful to Him and listen to what He asks you to do. Beloved, it is the God who makes the sun rise every day. It is because of the sun coming up every day, you have food and nutrients available for your body. Your breath comes from God. He can stop your breathing anytime. However, He did not do it as of yet. You are still living just because of the mercy, grace, and love of God. James chapter 1 verse 17 says this about God. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." End of quote. You see, the normal wisdom would say only a foolish child would not honor and listen to the loving instructions of his or her parents. How much more the stupidity and stubbornness of the one who does not obey the Father of all, the God in heaven who created all that you see, experience, and enjoy every day. The context of today's insight is the blessedness of forgiveness by God. It says, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them." Asking forgiveness from God opens the door for true blessings in your life. When you come to God and admit your sins and shortcomings, God covers your sins. He does not count it against you anymore. Do you know how God does it? Because He already did it all for you in His love and justice. You see, He placed all your sins on the body of Jesus Christ, His Son. Jesus carried it to the cross and died in your place for all your sins. He was buried and rose again from the dead. He paid in full all the debts of your sins in His body. The only tomb that is not closed but yet open in the whole wide world is the tomb of Jesus Christ. The tomb of Jesus Christ is still a silent witness for you to go there and verify and believe. This is how God paid in full all your debts, all your sins. Now when you come to God in the name of Jesus Christ, by believing Jesus as your Savior and Lord, God covers your sin and He does not count it against you anymore. When God covers it, it is fully covered. No one can uncover it. You are ready to live in heaven with God and Jesus all throughout the eternity because God doesn't count it against you anymore. An old hymn sings like this: "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Then it says, "What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." You see, you can be a horse or mule and remain stupid and stubborn. Alternatively, you can respond to the loving invitation of the loving God and come to Him in the person of Jesus Christ. God loves you and calls you to come to Him. He has a beautiful plan and purpose for your life. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I came into this world with nothing in my hand. One day I will leave this earth with nothing in my hand. In between, all I have is provided by your loving hand. I'm so thankful to you for all the blessings you gave to me. I'm not worthy for none of those. Lord, I do not want to be stubborn and foolish like a horse or mule that lacks understanding. I want to obey and honor you. I heard you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that I can come to you and become whole again. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I invite Jesus to come to my life. Please forgive and save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.